Good morning. So what do you think of other people? What do you think about politicians? The council? Immigrants? What do you think of your neighbours? What do you think of the world leaders? What do you think of anybody and everybody generally? Have you a high opinion or a low opinion of people? If you were lost, would you ask a stranger for help? If you had a problem, would you trust anybody with it? Would you ask for advice? Or are you paranoid, distrusting everybody? You can't trust anybody nowadays, they say. Of course, you can't tar everybody with the same brush. But in general terms, some folk believe that people are totally bad, 100%. If you sin, you're a sinner. We all sin, we're all sinners, we're all bad. Other folks say, we can be basically good, but just make the odd mistake. Think of us as a lovely vase, but it does have a crack in it since the time we fell. Or we are jewels to be restored and rescued from the mud that we fell into. When folk met Nelson Mandela, they often came away saying the same thing and with the same feeling, which was, I want to be the person that Nelson Mandela thought I was. I want to be the person Nelson Mandela thought I was. He seemed to see past my appearance, right into my soul, and was speaking to me as I might become in the future, my better self, if I really did get my act together and if I became the person that I aspire to be. Or put more simply, he saw the best in me. He had a higher opinion of me than I have of myself, they said. Our loved ones have a higher opinion of us than we have of ourselves sometimes. Alfie Bo sings a famous song, In My Daughter's Eyes, and it was looking into his daughter's eyes that Alfie aspired to be a better man as a father. Well, try to be the person that you are in Jesus' eyes. He created us, he sustains us, he lived and died for us, he calls us and he's prepared heaven for us. He has a great plan and scheme for us and has high thoughts of us and loves us enough. So live up to that person, the person Jesus lives for and loves and dies for. Bye for now.